The economy. Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, welcome back. That's right, time for more Bucket Strategy Investing. The ever-popular hour number two gets underway. I'm Johnny Dean. Professor Rick Plum returns from Lucia Capital Group. He's joining me once again, taking more of your money questions. And I would dare say this, you can take part in this extravaganza. You can do so very easily, as it turns out. How do you do that? You just give us a call. That's easy. Phone lines are open right now. We've got plenty of lines open at the top of the hour. Reach us here at 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. I would suggest that you take advantage of the Brain Trust's knowledge here in the studio to answer those money questions. We did quite a few last hour, and more coming up this hour. Now, last hour, if you tuned in, I will remind you. If you didn't, I will tell you that we were talking about Social Security spousal benefits and sort of some of the intricacies of those spousal benefits. Obviously, we couldn't cover everything. And we can't cover everybody's situation, because once you start getting beneath the surface, there it could go in about 1,000 different directions. But what we hadn't gotten to, and I think we're going to cover at least for this first segment, has to do with Social Security widows' benefits. There were spouses and ex-spouses. And then, of course, what happens if you were married and you were married to somebody years ago and they passed away, and maybe you remarried, or you were married a long time and they just died and you're not sure what to do. There are widows' benefits. And they are available to you, in some cases, before your own Social Security, normal retirement benefits are available to you, which is age 62. So we'll talk about that. Emails, yeah, we'll get some of those. You send them to us at wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We are here with the best in money information every single day. And we do it live on the air. And you can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air. Maybe you prefer to do that. You're just shy, whatever reason. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting with somebody like Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, maybe schedule an appointment or just have your question answered, whatever, you can call Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Your individual goals, your needs, yeah, they require a uniquely tailored financial plan, which is why the folks at Lucia Capital Group have made themselves available to you, both through this program and in person. Have them go over your plans, your goals, your individual situation, and devise a bucket strategy that works for you. Again, the number off the air, 800-644-1150. I will say the important number right now for us is 877-PLANNER. That's our on-air number, 877-752-6637. So, Professor Plum, spouse benefits, ex-spouse benefits, kind of covered that last hour. If you have questions, give us a call. But now, you got a situation where you've got past marriages, but they did not end in divorce. They ended in the death of one of the spouses.
Or maybe they did end in divorce.
And
then later,
since then,
somebody died.
That's another way to do it. So first of all, we should tell people who aren't aware that Social Security has a widow's benefit available to people who are in just such a situation.
Social Security is an insurance system. The insurance is there to provide a benefit if you're disabled. The insurance is there to provide for dependents and other eligible individuals in case somebody dies. And the insurance is there to provide for somebody who lives a long enough time to retire. The insurance benefit for the survivor is what is known normally as a widow or widower's benefit. There are several forms of survivor options. There are dependent children survivor options. There are child in care survivor options for a spouse or the parent of a child of somebody who's passed away. And that's available at almost any age. And there are basically survivor retirement options. That's the widow and widower's benefits. So we're talking about specific issues when somebody dies, who might be eligible for a benefit from their work record. Now, there is some similarities and some differences between the widow's benefit, widower's benefit, and the retirement, spousal retirement benefit. One key issue is that the widow and widower's benefit is not coordinated with your own benefit. Unlike a spousal retirement benefit, where if you are under full, anybody under full retirement age must apply for their own benefit first, they can't just get the spousal. And again, anybody who wasn't 62 by the beginning of this year, at any age when they apply for a benefit, they must apply for their own first, not, and then the spousal is only on top of it. With a widow or widower's benefit, you don't have to apply for your own first. In fact, the widow or widower's benefit is available to somebody who is age 60 or older. And at 60 and 61, you're not even eligible to apply for your own retirement benefit yet. So they're not coordinated. You can apply for just the widow or widower's benefit without applying for your own, and thereby let your own grow until age 70, if that's what you want to do, and if that's what works best for you. So when you get out to that age and you happen to be an unfortunate widow or widower, you need to do some planning on which benefit makes the most sense. It's not just that if they're the same size, which one do we take first? One could be a little less than the other, but it'll grow. Your own will grow until age 70, where the widow and widower's benefit is reduced if you take it under your full retirement age, but it doesn't grow anything past that. So we have to look at what the ultimate benefit could potentially be and maybe take one or the other early and then let the other one grow. So it's all about what is available. Now, in all of these cases that we're talking about, when it's a widow or widower's benefit, the first key issue is that you didn't get remarried. If you are a widow or widower and you get remarried before age 60, before you're even eligible to apply for a widow or widower's benefit, you're not eligible for the late spouse's work record anymore.
This is where age 60 becomes critical for somebody who is thinking about perhaps taking a widow's benefit. And the age 60 mark is it's a line of demarcation right there, because if you're thinking if you're going to get married but you want to take a widow's benefit,
if you are a widower or a widow and you are 59 and a half and you're thinking about getting remarried, you may want to wait until 60, start your widow's benefit, and then get remarried, because once you're receiving and eligible to receive the benefit, they don't take it away from you with a subsequent remarriage. But if you get remarried before you become eligible for the widow or widower's benefit, now you aren't eligible for it for as long as this new marriage lasts. So you do have to have a little bit of planning in this area. Now, the other side of it is, where we knew what to look for with a spouse and spousal retirement benefit, we know that the spousal retirement benefit is always based on the worker's full retirement age benefit. We know the reduction if the spouse is under full retirement age to when they apply for it. It's not quite as easy to calculate the widow or widower's benefit, because the widow or widower's benefit will change depending upon if the worker had actually started receiving their benefit before they passed. So did the deceased start receiving their benefit before they died? If they did, that becomes, in almost all cases, that becomes the starting point for the widow or widower's benefit. Mm-hmm. Were they not receiving it when they died? Well, now the next question after that is, if you say no, they were not receiving it when they died, were they under full retirement age when they died? If they're under full retirement age and they were not receiving a benefit, then basically the widow's benefit is based on their full retirement benefit.
So it's really based on the full retirement benefit up until the point where they are taking Social Security. Once they take it, that's where the starting point is.
With one exception. If they've passed full retirement age and have not started receiving their benefit, now the widow's benefit is based on what they would have received if they had started receiving a benefit the month they died. So if I'm full retirement age and I want to wait until age 70 to receive my benefit, and so I delay filing for it, or I've previously filed and suspended my benefit, and I'm waiting until age 70 to start it. But unfortunately, I don't make it to 70. I die at 68 and 10 months. My widow's benefit is based on my 68 and 10-month benefit. It's as if I started receiving it then. Now what they do is they go back to the widow and say, okay, that's the starting point for determining the benefit. How old is the widow when they apply? If they're under full retirement age, it's reduced. If they're over full retirement age, it's not increased. It's just 100% of that number.
Now, if you take this, let's reiterate very quickly. If you start taking a widow's benefit at age 60, you're obviously not eligible to take your own yet.
No.
But let's say you are. You start taking it at age 60. At what point does your own benefit either kick in, or what happens to your own benefit as the years go on?
Well, it depends on how much your benefit is compared to what you're already receiving.
Does this change happen at full retirement age? Does it happen at age 62?
Depends.
You just wait until such time as you want to take your own?
Right.
I mean, this
most
is the
of
thing.
The time, you're going to wait until 70 to flip over to your own. If you start the widow's benefit at 60, you're going to wait and let that thing, your benefit, grow as long as you can. And then at 70, you'll flip across over to your own. Generally, it doesn't make a lot of sense at 66, 67, because you're already receiving some amount of money, and you can let yours grow even more.
Right.
But when does it make sense? Well, it only makes sense if your benefit ever becomes larger than the widow's benefit.
Well, that's it. And this is one of those times where you're able to take a benefit off of somebody else's record without, while still allowing your own to grow.
Right.
Where you can't do that for a current spouse or an ex-spouse, for that matter. The way the law is written, you can do it for
a widow, a
deceased spouse.
Right.
Or ex-spouse.
All of these benefits are subject to the retirement earnings test.
Well, that's the whole other thing, and you can ask us about that if you like. We're not going to cover that today. Oh, maybe we will. Go ahead and ask us. All right, taking more of your phone calls when we come back. Jeff and others, stick around. We'll get to your calls when we return. 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%. NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Some room on the phones, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money and money-related strategies, all that kind of stuff. We've had sort of a discussion, not sort of, we have had a discussion on Social Security, specifically spousal, ex-spousal, and now widow's benefits. Yeah, it is complicated, and there are, for every rule that we mention, there are, I don't want to call them exceptions, Professor Plum, but there are...
intricacies?
Yes, which may or may not...
Well,
affect the benefit, right? Okay, and each layer that's added or different one can affect the benefit in not allow you to get what it is we're saying you're going to get.
Some benefits affect each other very negatively. Some don't have any relationship with each other. How they go about which one you're eligible for, how you're going about doing it, all depends on what your specific circumstance is all about. And we talk about it, and so the question becomes, well, it's all fun and good to talk about because it's a big part. It is a big part of our overall retirement plan. It's a big part of our investment plan. Not because this as it by itself is such a great investment, but it is a form of direct income, income that you can count on, income that will be there in retirement. And you have to get these numbers down right before you can then go to your portfolio and say, hey, how does my portfolio need to be invested? My portfolio needs to be invested to supplement my Social Security, to supplement my pensions if I have them. How you go about creating your portfolio, allocating your portfolio, and distributing assets from your portfolio is very dependent upon how much other income you have from these other sources and your total need. And so we have to get this foundation set first and then layer in the portfolio. And it's very different for everybody.
Yeah, like any form of guaranteed income. Pensions and things like that. That's we look and see, well, what's coming in now that's guaranteed? And from there, you start to build. It's sort of like, how big is the foundation? You're going to build a house? Okay, well, how much room do you have? What's your foundation? What's it made out of? Okay, here's what we have. What's the materials you have, and what do we need to go get? So that's sort of how that works. Now, we say things like, you're eligible at age 60, potentially, to get a widow's benefit. You're eligible at age 62 if you apply for your benefit first.
Spousal benefit.
Right.
Maybe.
But there's that maybe. There's that potentially. All that can be wiped out if...
You're still working.
You are still working. And this is true of widows. This is true of ex-spouses. This is true of current spouses. This is true of married or single individuals who just want to start taking a benefit at, say, at age 62. And by the way, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it affects somebody who just wants to have the family benefit.
Every benefit from Social Security, including disability benefits, but there are slightly different rules for those. So we're going to take disability, set them off the side. Every other benefit from Social Security, widow, widowers, dependent child, dependent adult child, disabled adult child, child and care benefit, retirement benefit, spousal retirement benefit, every other ongoing benefit payment from Social Security, if the person is under full retirement age and they're receiving a benefit and they are working, current wages, current self-employment, they could have an issue with the ongoing payment of that Social Security benefit. Right now, if you are under full retirement age for every month of the year, and you make more than $15,720, you have an issue with the Social Security benefit that you're receiving. And it doesn't matter why you're receiving a Social Security benefit. It's applied across the board to every benefit the same way, with the exception of disability that has its own rules. But every other benefit has the same set of rules if you're under full retirement age and receiving a benefit. You'll lose $1 of eligibility for every $2 of income that you have, earned income that you have over the threshold.
Yes. Now, the threshold for 2016 is the same as it was in 2015. That did not go up. It is $15,720.
Right.
That's your, what, your total income.
That's my adjusted gross income, yeah.
Right.
Total income.
But this is earned income.
Total earned income, not adjusted gross income. That's earned income,
yes,
my wages.
Yes, that's what I want to make sure we're clear
and
on that.
The wages are not reduced. So let's say I'm making $30,000 and I put $15,000 into a 401k, so I'm only being taxed on $15,000. That's not the number that Social Security Administration looks at. They look at the total Social Security wages, which includes what you put into your 401k.
Yeah. Now, let's say you're working, but it's part-time, and you only make, say, $15,000, but you have another $15,000, that'd be nice, of, say, rental income coming in. That
is not an issue.
Does not count. It is not considered earned W-2 or net Schedule C type income.
Passive income, capital gains, IRA distributions, pensions, all of those.
Deferred compensation.
All of those, even if it shows up on a W-2. All of those are not current earnings, are not part of the current retirement earnings test. Now, they may affect how much of your benefit will be taxable. That's a whole nother game.
Right.
And that's where a lot of people get confused. They think that once they get to full retirement age, there's no tax on Social Security. Nope, that's the different issue. There's no retirement earnings test on Social Security once you get to your full retirement age. But at any age, the taxation,
right,
again, going back to any benefit of any type from Social Security, the taxation is the exact same, regardless of age.
Yeah.
Taxation doesn't go away when you get to full retirement age. It doesn't go away when you get to 70. It's all driven on how much other income you have. A lot of people don't pay taxes on their Social Security benefits because they don't have much or any other income. They only have Social Security, maybe a couple $1,000s of IRAs. None of their Social Security will be taxable. But a lot of people, and more people every year, are being caught up in the idea that, not the idea, the trap, that you will have to pay some tax on some of the Social Security benefit that you receive.
Yes. Now on this earnings test, up until you're, let's say currently, we'll talk today, age 66 is currently full retirement age for people who are receiving. Now, if you're age 62, 63, 64,
if you're under full retirement age for every month of the year,
yes,
you've got one rule. You've got the $15,720 threshold. You lose $1 of every $2 of earned income over the threshold.
Right.
But let's say you do reach full retirement age this year. Maybe you reach full retirement age in September. It's a different rule for that particular year. The year you reach full retirement age, it is not a $15,720 threshold and a 1-for-2 give back. They change the rule once you get into the calendar year of the year you turn full retirement age.
You can now make a little more. In fact,
you can
like
make a lot
almost
more.
Three times more.
It's almost $42,000, and it's a 1-for-3 give back. You only lose $1 benefits for every $3 of earned income over that threshold. And they don't look at the entire year's worth of earnings. They only look at the months prior to the month you turn full retirement age.
And the reason for this is once you reach full retirement age, Professor Plum said this, it doesn't matter. You can make $1 billion. Once you reach full retirement age, you can keep working. You don't have to give back any of your Social Security. The retirement earnings test goes away at full retirement age.
Right, and that's only been in the last 15 years. Before that, the retirement earnings test went all the way to age 70.
Right. Now the question becomes this. Let's say I want to wait until I hit full retirement age. Let's say I turn age 66 in September, and I wind up, I made $100,000 up until September, and I say, okay, I'd like to turn my benefit on at age 66, and they'll look and they'll say, somebody will say, well, I would I have to give it all back because I've made well over the $42,000.
And age 66 isn't the issue here. At any time, if you've gone over the threshold, but you apply for your Social Security
and
when
you retire,
now we can do the rule a little bit different. It's a little different.
All right. Well, we'll tell you what that is when we come back. Hey, we got room on the phones. Give us a call. 877-PLANNER. You got money questions, Social Security or not? We'll talk to you about them. 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are paying?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
My favorite song. This is my
solo?
Favorite part. Yes. I'm teasing. I don't know. Sometimes the record doesn't play, and that's all right. We'll just start talking. All right. 877-PLAN. Do you want to sing?
Oh, heavens no. We like people, and we don't want them going away.
All right. Okay. All right. That's fine. 877-PLANNER. That's our number. PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing, a cappella version right now. If you want to get on board, we got some lines open. 877-752-6637. Get you an email in just a couple seconds. In fact, as I'm looking through these emails, there are quite a few Social Security emails. That's, again, why we, number one, have been talking about it today, because it's on people's minds. And number two, that's why we have a Social Security show. I'll just tell you again, since I said it, every Tuesday afternoon, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, you can watch the Social Security show. 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, but it's only at WealthEd.com. It's online only, WealthEd.com. And it's on Biz TV too, as I understand it. Seen all over the country, but your chance to ask questions, get your emails into this. We read a lot of emails, and there's a hotline you can call at that and leave your question on the recorded line, and we'll answer it right there on the program. Social Security show. Every Tuesday, live at WealthEd.com. Now, before I get to these emails, we were talking about retiring. There's an earnings test. Now, in the year that you turn full retirement age, the earnings test is no longer $15,720. It goes up to $41,880. Okay, thank you. I almost said that. $41,880. Almost $42,000. Close enough. And at that point, you don't give back $2 for every, I'm sorry.
$1
for every two. You give back $1 for every three.
Over the threshold.
Right.
Of earned income.
Right. Now, I had said, let's say you turn full retirement age. Well, no, let's forget full retirement age.
Let's just say
you retire in September. All right, that's it. Let's make this, this isn't even, you're retiring at age 63. And you're going to start taking your benefit in September at age 63. But you look back and you say, well, I'm supposed to retire here in September, but I've already made well
over the
in excess.
16,
what are they going to do? Are they going to deny me my Social Security benefits for the rest of the year because I'm under full retirement age? What happens, Professor Plum?
Normally, when you are under full retirement age for the entire year, it is a $15,720 annual limit, and they do look at the annual earnings, with the exception of you can choose one time in your lifetime to not apply the annual earnings test. You apply a monthly earnings test. And so what they do is they take the 15,720 divided by 12. And in the months that you're actually receiving a Social Security benefit, as long as you do not exceed the monthly calculation of 15,720, which is 13,10 a month, you will not have to give back any of your Social Security benefit. It happens usually on the first year you retire. Not everybody retires January 1 or December 31st. People work, you know, through part of the year, maybe through April, through October, and they start receiving their benefit right after that, after they retire. So they never doubled up where they were earning income and receiving their benefit. As long as you choose to apply the monthly income limit that 1 year, you won't have a problem.
They will only do it for 1 year.
You can only do it once.
Yeah.
So if you do it when you're 62, then you decide to go back to work, and then you want to do it again when you're 64, not going to happen. They will use an annual limit on every other year. One time, 1 year, you can use a monthly number.
Yeah, and it was really, I believe it was put in place for this very reason.
Exactly.
You retire at sometime in the middle of the year. You've made obviously more than it's 15, 720, or in some cases more than $42,000. And you don't want to have your Social Security benefit wiped out because of that, because it is a retirement benefit. And that's the reason, I guess, for...
Once you're retired, you can have it.
Right. And the reason for this earnings test is because they want this to be, Congress wants this to be a retirement benefit.
But what does it matter to them? They reduced it because they're going to pay it out longer. Does it really matter one way or the other?
See, there's another question I'm glad you asked, because this occurs to me too. What's the difference? Too much money? These retirees honestly have too much money.
It gives us too much control over our financial life.
Is that what it is? It allows us to spend more and maybe have a little bit more money for bills and all right. All right. So you and I are on this same page here.
Yes, we are.
Let's go to St. George, Utah. 877-PLANNER, by the way, is our number. PLANNER. Give us a call with your money questions. WealthEd.com, the website, if you want to send us an email at the Find Your Answer link, as JT in St. George, Utah did. I saw on another website that Social Security counts the 35 highest earnings years after age 21 in order to calculate your benefits, but that those early years before age 22 can count toward the 40 quarters of vesting. I've never heard this on your Bucket Strategy Investing show, but I believe it's important that people are aware of this, especially if they're using Social Security, the Social Security worksheet, to check that their future earnings are calculated right. Is this correct? I believe it is. Please inform us about this on the air. JT, thank you for that question.
Well, JT, this does ring a bell to me. I do remember reading something to this effect, that they only use the earnings after age 21 to count towards your benefit. Now, I can't find anywhere in the Social Security Code that this says this. Now, there's a lot of pages I haven't seen yet or recently, but I can't find it anywhere on the website. I can't find it anywhere else. And we took a call earlier in the show today where the entire earnings for the individual were prior to age 21, and they're getting a benefit. So they obviously used, now if we can believe the caller, Mary from St. Paul, then the entire earnings, which were all between 14 and 18, and the person has a benefit, so they obviously used the earnings prior to age 21 to create the benefit. So I don't know if it's true anymore. I do believe that 15, 20 years ago, they did only count the earnings after age 21, but I think a lot of people have started getting better earnings. Now, the reality is it's a very, very, very rare instance where the earnings prior to 21 will become part of the high 35. Unless you just don't have 35 years worth of earnings. And even at that point, the earnings at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 generally are not very strong earnings. Now, do they help? Yeah, they can help. I mean, even a $10,000 earning year compared to a zero earning year, if that becomes one of your high 35, helps marginally. But we are talking very marginally because of the way the formula works. So it's just one of those things. We have to look at what's going on.
You said the high 35. There are a couple different things that they use. First of all, you need to have 40 quarters or 40 credits.
Credits now.
Now it's credits, which means 10 years. A credit.
You can only earn four credits in any given year, but you can earn all four credits on one day.
Right.
If you can earn enough money.
So those 40 credits, that makes you eligible to have a benefit.
That makes you fully insured, and that means you can have a retirement benefit.
Right. So now from there, they try to determine how much it is. You say your full retirement age, your primary insurance amount is going to be, and it's based upon
the
top 35 years worth of earnings.
Now they do inflation index the years before you turn 60 to account for the fact that, you know, my earnings in 1985 were not on the same par wasn't worth as much as a dollar now, or vice versa, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So they do inflation index the early earning years before age 60 up, and then they look at the best 35 years. Not concurrent, not consecutive, mm-hmm. 35 years. Which ones were the best? They add them all up and create a monthly average from that earnings.
Yes.
Those earnings.
Now, you have I guess it stops at age 60. They stop looking
the
past.
The indexing. They look at all your earnings.
The indexing past 60, right. Okay. So you might have had one, you know, years ago. Let's say you're in your prime earning years now. You're up in your late 50s, early 60s, something like that. And so you make a certain amount of money. What happens? Well, they take one of the bottom years, and that lops off one of the lower.
A new good year, we'll get rid of one of a bad year.
Exactly.
Or a lower year.
And so what that does is, the effect is that it sort of builds up gradually, marginally, each year, your primary insurance amount.
Right. And because the wage base, the amount of money that you can earn, is growing a little bit faster than the actual inflation factor, current, if you're maxing out the wage base, current years are a little bit better than prior years. But that's because the wage base, you know, If you made the wage base in 1985 and then you indexed it up, it's not equal to the current wage base.
Yeah, they only count earnings
up to the wage base.
Up to the wage base, which, by the way, well, now it's 118.5.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for this showing me the five. It's 118 something. $118,000.
Same as last year.
$500, same as last year. That's how much they count toward that. If you made $300,000 of wages, they're only going to count the first $118,000.
You only pay taxes on the FICA taxes on the first $118,500.
Exactly.
But they only count the first $118,500 in the formula too.
Right. So, but years ago, the wage base. In fact, it wasn't all that long ago where the wage base that they counted your Social Security benefit. What was it in, say, 19? Do you have it to like 1985, 86, 90, somewhere in there?
Somewhere in here, yes.
Oh, well, what do we have?
That's the actual tax rates. Okay, base amount. What year you want?
Well, let's say 1985.
39.6 was the wage base.
$39,600.
Yes.
And even if you inflation index that to 2015, 2016 dollars, it's still quite a bit lower. So, yes, your wages now, because of the higher wage base, will probably count. They'll be a little bit better. It's better to work now and lop off one of the old years.
At the wage base.
Did you get all that? If not, call us. All right. 877-PLANNER. 877-752-6637. We will uncomplicate things. Trivia, emails, and more when we return.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Going over some of these numbers here. Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. The wage base currently for Social Security, this is what you pay taxes on. You pay FICA taxes, which turn out right now to be, let's say, for you and your employer. But, all right, just for you, out of your check, we're going to call it 6.2%.
That doesn't include Medicare. That's just the
right. No, that's just FICA. Just the FICA. Okay, now. You pay that 6.2% on all your wages this year up to $118,500. As soon as you get over $118,500, you actually get a 6.2% raise, right? Because they don't take the Medicare away. No.
No, the Medicare continues on for all
your. So your check will be a little bit bigger beyond that. So anyway, that's what the wage base is. First $118,500 you make is taxed at 6.2%. Anything beyond that is not. Now, okay. Now, way back in...
Well, I was just looking at what the wage base used to look like and even indexing it for inflation.
What was it? What was the number in 1972, just for yucks?
Well, in 1972, the wage base was $9,000.
So back then, the first $9,000 that you made was taxed at...
In 72, it was taxed at 4.6%.
Okay, so for the first $9,000 you made in 1972, you lost
4.6%.
After $9,000...
You were over the wage base.
So you might say, okay, yeah. Well, 1972, $9,000 was the wage base. That was certainly, you know, worth less than it is now. So I had to ask the question of Professor Plum in the break. $9,000 in 1972, does that equate to, say, the $118,000 in 2016? And
well, based on the factoring, because they do inflation index the money when you get ready to retire. They do inflation index your early years of earnings. And so they would look at it. And I looked up the factor, and it would raise that $9,000 up into your calculation. In your best 35, it would bring that. You made the wage base
right
all the way up to about $55,000.
Well, so by all rights.
Less than half the current wage base.
By all rights, we should only be paying FICA taxes, which are useless anyway, but let's FICA taxes on the first $55,000. After that, we should be getting a raise.
If we wanted to keep it the same way. But remember also, we were only paying 4.6% in FICA at that
time. All right,
time.
Well,
we're paying 6.2.
No,
and what are they going to do to save the Social Security system?
Save it. Don't even bring
that
up.
They're going to raise the wage base. They're going to tax people more.
You know what? They're going to do it because they think nobody will complain, and they won't.
They won't
complain
because the only people
they truly believe that system's in trouble, and it's not. Okay.
Well, and the only people that are going to pay it are the rich.
Well, that's the other thing too. I mean,
118 is rich 000. In some parts of the country, but not in others.
No, it isn't. And you want somebody who's making $400,000 or $500,000? They're only taxed on the first $118,000. The rest of it is they get a 6.2% raise. Trivia. Oh, coming up Monday. Wow, Monday already. We'll be discussing it's not a concept, it's a strategy. It's called, it has to do with asset location, all right? You've heard us talk about this on occasion in the past. Asset location, not asset allocation, although that is also part of it. Asset location should be included in any particular strategy that's presented to you. Where your assets are located. What we're talking about, you have pre-tax accounts, you have post-tax accounts. And the question is, where do some of these belong? Is it better to put one inside of, let's say, a pre-tax account, a tax-deferred account, or is it better to hold an asset personally? All right, we'll talk about that on Monday, among other things. Trivia, yeah, let's do it for today. This is a good one. Not all the trivia is good. This one is good. How do you like me saying that?
That's real nice.
We skip the bad ones. Transamerica tells us that 60% of current retirees retired sooner than they had expected. They didn't say when. 7% retired later than expected, and 33% retired at the age that they had anticipated. I don't know, was that last year? I don't know. But that's according to Transamerica. So the majority retired sooner than they had expected, 60%. But 33% retired when they had thought they would?
See, I don't know how I'd be able to answer that because I have no idea when I expect to retire. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to retire when I hit 65, 66. I don't know when I'm going to retire. So I don't know how to even answer that.
I don't either, other than the fact that I know I can't until I can, you know, support my lifestyle, you know. So whatever the age that is. But once I hit that age, it doesn't mean I'm going to retire. At that point,
financial independence is a nice thing.
Well, it is a nice thing. But there are people who want to continue to work beyond that. And I suspect I'd be like that, although I honestly don't know. So you really don't have an age.
I was talking to somebody the other day and talking about, when are you going to retire? They were 66 years old.
You said that to them?
Yeah, when are you going to retire? He goes, and his wife actually said, well, he doesn't know what else he would do. I mean, if he retires, he doesn't know what to do.
And well, you know that
he likes his work.
You laugh at that, and it's kind of funny. But
I'm not laughing at him. Like, it's enjoyable. True. I mean, he's doing what he loves to do.
And there are people who just their whole being is
counting down the days until they can get out of there.
Well, no, what I'm saying is their whole
worth is
identity is wrapped up in their job. I mean, you've been doing something for 40 years or 45 uh-huh. years, and you think about it. Look at these athletes, okay? Here's an example. An athlete pulling in, you know, they've already got $100 million or something, you know, from playing a game for 15 years. I don't know what they have, but they've been making all kinds of money. And they're financially secure. They're in their 30s. And you tell them, you know, late 30s, early 40s, you say, well, you can retire, but they don't want to do it. They can't face the – because that's who they are.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Manning's decision over the offseason was difficult. And I think he's probably got enough money to retire. I haven't seen his actual financials, but my guess is he's probably doing okay. He can live on Papa John's for a little while. But he's just so competitive with himself and with the game. He loves the game. He didn't want to leave it. And I think it was a very tough decision on him to retire.
It was. It always is. I mean, there are some who say, yeah, it's no brainer. I'm getting out of it. Barry Sanders, hey, he says, I'm out.
Bless him. I mean,
good for him. Probably saved his life. Who knows? How did I get there was a point to this, and I don't
recall what it is.
Well,
retiring when you want to and not.
Oh, yes, retiring when you want to. And then, so for me, I have an idea. Once I become financially set and I'm all right and I know I'm going to make it till 30 years or 35 years, then it's a point of it'll either be my decision or it'll be somebody else's decision. And that's when the day is going to happen.
And I wonder how many of those, what was it, 65% or so that retired before that they thought they were going to retire? I wonder how many of those did it because they found out they could, and they went out early because they realized they had hey, I can retire. Mm-hmm. Boom, I'm out of here. Or how many that had to retire because of their health or somebody mm-hmm. else they had to take care of, and they didn't have a choice about it. And whether they could or couldn't, they had to.
You know how you find out? You get a plan. You talk to somebody like Professor Rick Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors. They will put you on track and tell you here's where you're going to be, or at least potentially. Talk to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.